Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio. So, really good news from White Eagle Hall. I just checked and they made sure that it is available for everybody. So, if you go to the White Eagle Hall website and you click on Buy Tickets to Boomer and Gio Live with Cheese, you'll see VIP sold out, pre-sale sold out, but they made a limited number of tickets available right underneath that. So it's limit 4 per customer, but there's just a handful of them left. And I don't know how it happened, but they're there, and they said, boom, we've got them for you. So ignore the sold out that's right there. They made a few tickets available at the White Eagle Hall site. Not our site, at the White Eagle Hall site. So go there now and take advantage of it, because they will be gone in a matter of seconds. So go White Eagle Hall. Just Google White Eagle Hall and then pop up there. It's like click the button, whatever. You figure it out. You know how to work the internet by now. It says details. WFAN's Boomer and Gio bring their live show back to White Eagle Hall. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Jerry Recco, Al Dukes, and Eddie Scazzeri present their off-air and uncensored live show for a night of laughs. There'll also be a special guest appearance by Giants quarterback Tommy DeVito. And, by the way, two more surprise appearances that I guarantee will bring the house down for the people that are there. And I want this to be a surprise for the people in the building. I don't want to promote it because it's going to be a shock when they come out. Eddie, do not hit any drops to tell anybody who it is. Don't do it. I want to keep it a secret. And Eddie and I are going to have a chug challenge because I won the last one and he got credit for winning it. We'll show you that
video.
Why don't
you guys just do a shotgun challenge?
Because Eddie
doesn't like to do that.
It's Eddie's rules, and all Eddie right. wants to do the car bomb. He's the reigning champ. I just happened to beat him, and he got credit for it. Sort of like the NBA 2-minute report came out and said that I really won the thing.
Well, because you spilled half of yours all over you.
Nah, I don't know about half of it. I mean, I was probably, there was a little bit. I saw some Guinness drooling out of your side of your mouth, too. So, but
yeah, hey, not on the shirt, though.
I didn't get on the shirt, maybe a little on the stage, slightly, debatable, but we'll have Adam Silver look at it.
Yeah, I got to say, your Mets uniform looks great on TV.
Well, thank you.
Doesn't it?
And thanks to the New York Mets.
I mean, it does.
Thanks to the New York Mets.
I'm seeing your name in the back.
No, I'm not going to turn around right now because I want to get to Sean Marash.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I just
care
want to see the back
that.
Of it real
it
quick.
It says Giannotti 10 on it, so use your imagination.
I want to see the size of your name, whether or not they're different than the actual uniform.
No, it looks exactly the same. Looks all exactly right. The same. All right, so White Eagle Hall website, just a handful of tickets for Boomer and Gio Live. If you missed out the first opportunity for tickets and missed out on the giveaways, now is your time, and it'll go quick. So hurry up, White Eagle website. All right, White Eagle Hall website. All right, Sean Marash is awake, believe it or not, before 10 a.m., and he joins us now because we have a couple questions about what the hell's going on with this trip down to Philadelphia. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good. So what is the deal? So originally, from what we could deduce, because we didn't hear the whole conversation, Evan and Lugauer said, or Evan said he'll take him to game 6 about a week ago. Now there is going to be a game 6, and they're going to be sitting somewhere in the upper deck in the corner. and you and Tiki are now going as well, but where are you sitting?
We're sitting in a suite.
Okay.
I don't do peasant seats anymore.
Okay, so
Whose suite is it, by the way?
I'm not going to reveal that, but when you get to know Tiki Barber, obviously he has some friends. So I'm just rotting. I'm going to be, again, the least important person in a room.
So you can't reveal whose suite it is?
Yeah, full disclosure, he pitched like three different people he knew that had a suite there, all of which famous, so I don't know which one it is, to be honest with you.
All right.
It's not Saquon's suite, is it?
I would never step foot in that filth.
All right, so the other thing that we need to know is... Some caller said that you guys are taking the train back?
No. Okay. My wife pitched that idea to me, but the train price was like $200 more. No, I'm driving down and getting as many Wawa sandwiches to and from as I can.
Okay, so you're going to be driving down. So you're not all going together?
No, it's me and Loogie. I got to pick him up in Kew Gardens in about 2 hours. We're going together.
Okay. And Evan and Tiki are going together, or this is going to be like a caravan of three different cars?
No, three different cars. Evan is actually probably already on the road because he needed to get down there by 12:30 to fill out his Met scorecard to keep score of the Met game down.
Oh, my God. All right.
Tiki needed to leave late to feed his two new ferrets.
All right. So you've got all you guys going in different cars, sitting in different places. So you're going to be rooting for the 76ers, right?
No, I'm rooting for chaos, yes. I want to root for Lou Gowd to sweat.
Okay, all right, very good. But are you going to be, like, over the top?
Because I hate all the Philly teams, too. I'm actually going to sit in a suite and watch two teams I hate with all my vile.
Okay.
Free food, though.
Yeah.
Of course. But yes. We'll have free food all night if we're going with Tiki even after dinner. So.
Yes.
All right, so you're doing the show. I feel like I'm the dog here back in the day because I need to know the logistics of this.
All right, so you're driving down. Who's driving where? You're taking what road? Are you using Waze or Google Maps?
All right, so let me get this right. You're doing the show from IP in Philadelphia. Then you guys are going to the game. And then you're driving all the way back home after the game? Are you going to drive to the radio station and sleep, or what's going on?
Out of pocket, paid for a hotel for me and Luigi. I'm not dealing with driving back. I want to have a couple drinks, not worry about it. I'll drive to the studio tomorrow morning.
Okay, so two rooms, one room.
One room, two beds, and Evan can get home at 4 a.m. and Tiki the same.
Okay, so those guys are going to go all the way home, sleep, and then get up and come back into the radio station.
Correct. Yeah. Plus, I think Luigi thought there might be some Nick parties on the street outside Wells Fargo he wanted to be a part of and not get right on the road.
Okay, and then you're going to go from that situation, the hotel that you're staying with Lou Gower, come back to the radio station, do the show, and then go to White Eagle Hall for us at night on Friday?
That is right. I am leaving my house in 2 hours, and I won't see it again until essentially Saturday morning.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a guy that's committed to the radio station. I appreciate that, Sean. That's called work ethic.
You're right, Boomer. You're right. And I 100%. Went out, by the way, went out on Sunday and supported your charity as well because I knew Big Zoo was failing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Place.
Yeah. And Boomer, very appreciative of that. If you missed the thank yous, I said
thank you to you. So just calm down.
I'm not looking for thank yous.
All right.
Congrats on a long run at CBS, too, pal.
Oh, thank you. So let me ask you this other question. You said that Tiki's taking you guys out to dinner.
Well, he doesn't know he's taking us out to dinner, but we will be going out to dinner.
All right. Okay. So he doesn't know that yet?
Well, he knows we're going out to dinner. He doesn't know he's taking us out to dinner.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess you shouldn't say, but are you staying at least in a somewhat nice hotel when you come back here?
I'm not coming back there soon. I'm staying in a hotel in Philly.
Oh, you're staying in a hotel in Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. I was confused. I thought you were coming back
And it's not going to be, a Red Roof Inn, put it that way.
Okay. All right, good. All right, now just I feel better about this.
I'm afternoon now. Sean now, Gio. I'm
yes. All right, very good. Thanks for clarifying all of that. Make sure you hug your daughters and your wife and say, I'll see you Saturday morning after I spend the night in Philadelphia and then go to Jersey City to be a human chicken cutlet. And I'll be home after all of that.
Looking forward to the breadcrumbs, gentlemen.
All right, very good. That's Sean Morash of the Evan Tiki and Morash Show. That was like giving me, like, I couldn't figure out how the hell they were doing all of that, so now I feel better about it.
I do, too.
I feel better.
But, I mean, the fact that they, I could see taking a train down today and then getting a car service and taking you back, because that would have been very easy to do.
Yeah, well, you know them. Car service?
Car service, not in the cars.
Well, Tiki has to, you know, just get him back to New York City.
Yeah.
But Lou Gower thinks that there's going to be a party outside of the Wells Fargo Center.
With Knicks fans, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, that would be one hell of a celebration, though, would it not? I mean, to party in Philadelphia after knocking out the Sixers with... That's when, like, sports brings you together more than anything else. That'll be a bunch of strangers who only had probably one thing in common.
We here!
And then just jumping up and down, hugging strangers, the whole thing.
I think it'd be great if they won Game 7 at home and they came out and there was some sort of protest going on. That would be awesome. Think about that for a second.
Oh, man. I saw some of the imagery yesterday of the police going in there, ripping some people out. I was happy to see that they gained entry and got some of those folks arrested.
They're going to do the right thing. You know, they're, the whole thing's like they're trying to set them up, trying to, you know, you got two different sides, and there's the right side and there's the wrong side. And unfortunately, the police always have to deal with the wrong side.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Sam in Deal, New Jersey, wants to talk some Knicks this morning. What's going
on,
Sam?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, Sam. What's up?
All right. First, I want to inject some positivity because anyone that's watching this Knick team knows any time they hit any sort of adversity, they get up off the mat. No sweat, no worry. On the road, let's go. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I was the recipient of free tickets during an entire postseason run living down here in Deal, New Jersey, the New Jersey Nets. They couldn't sell out anything. So the Jason Kidd-led team, that team couldn't sell out. So as a part of the JCC over here, down the block from where I live, we had 3 to 4 busloads every single night taking us down to Continental Airlines Arena. And me being a Knicks fan, I'm just there as a basketball fan, but why not? But this is not new to me. The New Jersey Nets are very similar to this, like you said, little brother mentality, Philadelphia 76ers squad. Nothing to worry about. Loser franchise, loser team. Let's go, Knicks.
Yeah, there you go, Sam.
God, that's Sam is pumped up. I like it.
Yes.
Sam is completely flush. Game number 5. You see that?
Yeah,
and that's what everybody has to do.
Yeah, I mean, once that game tips off, you're not thinking a damn thing about what happened in that previous game.
All I'm thinking about is, damn, it's going to tip off at 9:07.
I know.
And then the last 3 minutes are going to take 45 minutes.
100% that this game ends after midnight. It has to.
Challenges, timeouts. I mean, they really know how to ruin a good momentum. You know, like when the teams are going back and forth.
Sure. Yeah.
And then there's timeouts, TV.
Slam
timeouts
on the brakes.
I mean, it's just like stop everything and let's. And then the other team comes back. That's why I believe NBA games tend to be so like one sided at some point in the game.
Yeah, you know,
it's a natural interruption of the momentum of the game.
I got a feeling.
You got a feeling.
I got a feeling that the fourth quarter is just going to roll right by. Not going to be a lot of stoppages at the end of this thing. I'm telling you right now, there will not be stoppages. There will not be challenges. There will not be anything. It's just going to be, let's just get this thing to the end because they're up by 25.
I got a feeling. Yeah.
Whether that Flo Rida song, is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
And you got that good feeling right now.
I got a feeling that I never had before.
That one.
I got a good feeling. No, that's different. No, that's not the song. Isn't this another Have a Good Night? This is Have a Good Night, I think, right?
No. Yeah, but this is what you were singing, I thought.
No. This is Flo Rida, the other one.
No.
Florida. I got a feeling. This is different. But the Flo Rida one is...
This legitimately says, I got a feeling.
I know, but it's not the one I was singing. It's different.
It may just be a different intro.
Yeah, this is the Black Eyed Peas one, I think.
There we go, Al.
Yeah, that song.
This is Gio's theme song.
Seems like a ripoff of the other one.
Yes.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Before, yeah, I have a good feeling. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I'm feeling that I never happy before. Yeah, I get a good feeling.
Yes, I can. Doubt, believe, I'm running with this plan.
Yeah.
feeling. You got the good feeling, all right?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
That's your little new noise sound.
That is, man. That is. And it's phenomenal. Just like I had no idea you made that goose honk thing. I have no idea how I made my eagle screech, but
yes.
I'm glad both of them happened. I am happy both of them happened.
A goose honk and an eagle screech.
That's right. Listen, you're on the air 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. You're going to make some
all sorts
weird
of noises.
Ass sounds, yes. Man. All right, Boomer and Gio, oh. The fan.
What was that one?
Oh. That's dudes, dogs, and damage right there. I think
domination.
That's what that is. Yeah, domination. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yeah, from I Got a Good Feeling to hey, die. Die in a fire.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Gio.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got a year.
Bum, bum, bum. I mean, think about how many songs are good feeling, I feel good, and all of this stuff. His Boomer asked for what good feeling, and he's like, oh, yeah. A Beatles song can't do that.
And then I feel fine.
Yeah, right. And the Black Eyed Peas song play. No, not that one. No, the Flo Rida one. No. James Brown. No. There's so many feel-good songs. And hopefully tomorrow, a feel-good Friday with a Knicks win.
I got a win-win for me tonight. I'm betting the Knicks tonight.
Oh,
I think they're winning, too.
Okay, good.
And if they lose, oh, well.
Oh, well.
Sucks for you, not for me.
Yeah.
You're betting on our Knicks.
I bet to win.
I like that.
And I do. I've told you, you're rooting for them to win.
It's
tough rooting against. This team's likable. That's what sucks.
Very likable.
They are.
Especially in the orange and the blue.
I do think, though, that Boomer makes them less likable for you, Jerry, if I could
you
just...
think?
Am I reading the room correctly on that one?
Hence why it's a win-win.
let me see. So what'd you get? You bet money line?
Not yet. I will today.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet.
All right, so let me just take a quick look here at the odds. I did see yesterday that I believe the Knicks were a 4-point underdog. It's now a 3-point underdog.
Yeah, I would go straight money line.
They're plus 132 on the money line.
All right.
The Knicks.
And just so you know, we did get our Kentucky Derby pick.
Yes, I have to take a look at that text. Are we going to we'll reveal that tomorrow? Mm. How about that? How about the Pacers? Huge favorite tonight to close out the Bucks. Minus 350. So, yeah, here we go, man. It could be it's going to be a great day regardless because it's Boomer and Geo live. And by the way, those last handful of tickets on White Eagle Hall, gone. Just taken care of. So, awesome. We love you for buying them and can't wait to see you on Friday night. Could be the best one of these we've done yet. We're just getting better at it, better and better and better at it. So, very excited. But it's going to be a great day and night regardless because of Boomer and Geo live. But think about that. Nick Wynn coming here, series over, feel good Friday, rolling right into White Eagle Hall. Man, oh man, oh man.
I have to get a nap.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Yeah.
You're not playing golf in the afternoon, are you?
No.
See, I actually, this is how serious I am about Boomer and Geo Live, by the way, that I turn down golf, not only today, but tomorrow to rest. I needed a rest and get my body in shape for this big time show. So we are, what? What?
Did you just buy a new putter?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
So what does that have to do with me resting the next 2 days? It's 2 days.
Yeah, I know. You've been playing golf. You went up to TPC River Highlands.
Right.
Right?
I did on Monday, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, what? I mean,
you've been playing a lot of golf.
I do play a lot, but I turned down Thursday and Friday because I gotta chill.
You got to chill a little bit.
I even turned to you, asked, hey, you want to play Thursday? I said, nope. Got to take a nap. Got to go my hyperbaric chamber. We got stuff to do. I got to beat Eddie again in the chug challenge.
Got to get an IV doc.
I might do that as well. Yes. And by the way, that video is up. I reposted it. It's also WFAN's X account. You could see, you can watch me win the chug challenge. Somehow Eddie got credit for winning. I'm not sure how that happened.
Because we followed the rules of the chug challenge.
A lot of leakage, I think.
I think more sympathy for Eddie.
Yeah, probably that's what it was. Yeah, I think that the crowd was like, let
they
it.
Feel bad for him.
They
let
feel
Eddie
bad for him, yeah.
Let's say, you know, it's like with Tiger when he goes out there now, he's like limping around the Masters. Like, that's what they feel about Eddie. Like, he used to be at his chug prime, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Not so much now. But, hey, we'll see what happens.
Dude,
we'll
like
see what
Babe happens Ruth on Friday. On the Braves night. At the end.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. If you will allow me to do something here, because we've got Knicks Sixers tonight, and there are people that have been walking around here, especially after the way they lost Game 5, down. Quite frankly, even feeling out, even though the Knicks are still up 3-2. But you know what? I give you credit. Not you. Not you.
I just have to in once in my life. I mean, you sat next to me. It's 6.5 years just about.
Yeah.
For once in my life, I got to have faith in one of my teams.
I need for you. I need you. I need
in
you.
My life.
I
need-
so I applaud you. I applaud you for standing behind your team for the first time. The problem is, as we go back into the archives, I have to remind you.
Boomer and Geo. Flashback. January 13th, 2023. The Minnesota Vikings will destroy your New York Giants, you losers! Against the Jones and Saquon Barkley, my ass! You guys suck! I'm going to suck all year! You continue to suck! And we're going to kick your ass! We're going to kick your ass! Let's go! Let's go! F you guys, every single one! Giants are gonna win my ass! Let's go! Let's get this piece of crap out of here! Right now! Get it out of here! Let's go!
So you have backed one of your teams in the past.
Yes. It didn't work out so great, did it?
It did not work out very well.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Yeah.
I will say, though.
I forgot all about that.
I will say that that entire week, I was down on them, and I all of a sudden snapped.
But yes, you did.
Well, right. That we actually have two shots of you.
I like him running.
Yeah, that was the one where they were going to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Remember I went out to Minnesota and brought back all the goodies?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, that was, I was recreating what I did with the Minneapolis Miracle when I got up and high-stepped.
Too bad you didn't pull it.
Where are you, by the way?
I'm sitting in the seat. Get the hell out of the way.
And you got the mustache in that one, too.
Yeah. It's a dark time in my life.
You look like Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs. Oh, man.
So anyhow, I do applaud you, though. Stand behind your team for the second time.
Right, second time ever.
In your life.
And it sounds like BT when he was supporting the Jets after Aaron Rodgers went down.
That's right.
You're right.
Unkillable.
Kind of snapped in the same way.
He did.
That is very true.
That didn't work out either.
No, they died.
Yeah. They were. Turns out they were killable.
Yes, they were. The Mavericks not killable as they are now heading home with a 3-2 lead on the Clippers.
Kyrie's going to pick it up. Luka's still down. Did Derrick Jones score it with a foul on the double pump dunk at the right of the rim? But Doncic still down. Now finally being helped up by Lively and Kleba.
And he was fine. And the Mavericks would win the game 123-93 as they clobbered the Clippers in Los Angeles. Mavs radio with the call. Doncic went for 35-10-7. He says good night.
Today, I think it was a very big game. We win, and now we got to win one out of two. So we got to go back to Dallas, play the same way. We know our fans are going to be amazing at home. So we just got to win one more. We didn't do nothing yet.
Paul George struggled to shoot, as did James Harden. Here was George asking the added pressure, now down 3-2.
You work your tail off all summer. You train for these moments to where, if you fail, you fail. But, you just go out there and you give it all you have.
That's it. Well, we shall see. Dallas now with the upper hand with that 3-2 series lead. And the Celtics beat the Heat, and they beat them good. 116-84. We know no Jimmy Butler, but Eric Spoelstra says no excuses.
We're not going to put this on the fact that we've had some injuries. Let's not take anything away from Boston. They've been the best team in basketball all season long.
And they proved it in this series, winning in five, despite that one little hiccup and that one loss in the series. All right, to the baseball story. We've heard from Howie Rose the way it sounded on WCBS 880. Here is the play at the plate, as heard on SNY last night at Citi Field.
McNeil flies one toward the left field line. Tagging up is Alonzo. Hat moves over, makes the catch. Here comes Alonzo. Here comes the throw. It's cut off toward the plate.
Hey, he was out all right. Gary Cohn with the call on SNY. It preserved a 1-0 Cubs win as the Met offense produced nothing. Zero. Zilch. No runs. Pete Crow Armstrong, a sac fly and an RBI in the fifth, and that was that. Here was Carlos Mendoza. So he spoke, he was yelling at the umpire. We heard some of that audio earlier. This was him at the podium after the game, just confused by this whole home plate blocking rule.
Because, it's a different interpretation, it's not consistent, and that's what bothers me.
Now, it was interesting watching this because I went back to get the audio of Gary Cohen's call. Even Ron Darling, they were even debating. His foot is on the plate, which I guess is not allowed, but he clearly allowed the path to the plate, so even they were confused with how you would call this. Ron Darling knows more about
the
rules than anybody. So
I just think it's pretty simple that the catcher has his foot on the plate.
Yes, I know that.
Without the ball in his hands, in his glove.
I agree.
And to me, that's pretty simple interpretation. Doesn't need to be any more complicated than that.
And yet they make it complicated. Here was Pete Alonso. He thought he was safe.
Yeah, I mean, initially, as it happened, I thought I stuck my hand in there. But, call said I was out, so I was out. I laid it out there, and, they made a great throw and a great tag.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, and he did, with a relay, he was thrown out.
Oof.
Yeah. The pitching was superb in this game. Shota Imanaga, 7 scoreless innings for the win. ERA now of 0.78. Loss, Jose Budo threw 6 innings, 1 run ball. Does he think he's pitching for a spot in the rotation?
I don't think about that. Just
just thinking, doing my job. You know, every time when I get the ball, just try to help the team to win.
And what's interesting is it's been a Hauser that's been Stearns' guy from Milwaukee that's been
the only
so
one
far.
Who's been a mess.
Really. Yeah. Well, he's got a big start today, Siri, if they can salvage this finale of the series at 1:10 out at Citi Field. As for the Yankees, they dropped the first two games in Baltimore, but not last night.
No balls, two strikes. Holmes kicks and fires. And it's bounced on the ground to third base on one knee. Cabrera throws to first. It's in time, and the ball game is over. The New York Yankees take game three of this four-game set. They blank the Baltimore Orioles 2-0 the final.
And that was Justin Shackle here on The Fan. The only offense in this game, Oswaldo Cabrera's two-run homer in the fifth. Luis Gil, 6 3rd innings, two-hit ball for the win. And Clay Holmes, the five-out save. Here was Gil, says, did what I could do.
From the get-go, you know, pitch execution was really important. You know, talk about, you know, a team with their lineup, right? So that was the main focus, just focus on executing and keep repeating it out there.
And he looked really good last night. I watched this game on Amazon Prime. Ferguson, Hamilton, and Holmes closed it out. Holmes, I mentioned the five-out save. You got Carlos Rodon making the start today at 105 right here on The Fan. Right now, the Yankees 20-12, the Orioles 19-11 on the season. Couple of things from football. The Nightcap podcast with Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco. I know this is not going to be news to you, clearly, and I don't think it's even news to any of us. We hear these stories all the time. Yet, with guys making more and more and more money, you would hope this wasn't the case. Here was Ocho on the way current NFL players are spending their cash.
There are a lot of players, you know that?
Yeah.
That when the offseason come, they've already run through really all their money.
All of it.
If you're making more,
you're spending more. Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes it's goddamn almost like living check to check, even if you're making millions. That happens.
Could you imagine? I mean, I know Adrian Peterson had those issues too. But what they're making now?
Yeah, I mean, Shannon is right. You're making more, you're spending more. That's just the way it is. And you hope that you have, you know, competent financial advisors around you putting some guardrails on some of the things that you want to buy. You don't always have to buy a Lamborghini that, you know, costs $550,000. I mean, you know, you're making $10 million. You're giving $5 million back for taxes. So now you're sitting on top of $5 million. And hopefully somebody is helping you extend that into your future life as opposed to spending it right now. But it's hard to tell these guys no. It just is.
Especially when all that money's coming in during the season. This was one from Shannon. This is right at Boomer's Alley. You know what he can't stand? Paying taxes.
Mm-hmm. I pay my taxes quarterly. I got tired of writing $3-4 million checks at the end of the year. I said, you take this, it's quarterly. Because it will hurt my pride to see that. I was like, I gotta pay that much.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, wow. You do.
So I guess the taxes don't come out of his paychecks. He's an independent contractor or something.
He's probably 1099 and he's probably getting, you know, W-2s as well, and he's got to pay quarterly taxes, probably state taxes. I don't know how he does his federal taxes.
So if he's paying $4 million at the end of the year, that means he's making what? 12?
At least 12. More than. It could be 10. You know, something like that. 10,
where's he 10, living, 12. Though?
I think he lives in Atlanta. He may have moved out to L.A. I don't know. I know he lived in Atlanta when he worked with us in the NFL today. And then when he was doing the show with Skip Bayless.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is doesn't he do ESPN here?
He does.
Stephen A? So he's here. So he may be in New York as well. He may have an apartment here or something.
How much money do you think he made in his career?
As a football player?
Yep.
So what do you play, 12 years? You got to miss 12 years?
$55 million.
No, not that much. I want to say he probably made about $32 million.
If this is correct, I don't know that it is. This is from Over the Cap. It says he made $23 million in his career.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, you remember, he wasn't a first-round draft choice.
I understand.
Stuff, so, and they weren't really making big money back then. So.
I was just to his point. Like, yeah. Now he's making more than he ever did playing.
100%. Me too.
Yes. Hashtag me too.
Yeah. Hashtag me too.
Well, yes. Yeah, I see. That's true. Yeah. And then here's Jason Kelce on the New Heights podcast. Apparently his wife has a little bit of an issue with his physical appearance.
Oh.
And it would be his rear end, essentially.
Kylie calls me, says I got a chicken ass. That's exactly what she says.
No, it's...
I swear to God. We can call her right now. Watch this, unprompted.
Hello?
Kai, what do you say my ass resembles?
A chicken ass.
Thank you.
So, I don't know. Very revealing. I don't know why it was beeped out, but so be it.
I saw this video of Travis Kelce getting some award or something somewhere, and he did that Viva Las Vegas thing, and someone did a lip reading on Taylor Swift, who was in the audience, and she goes, "Oh, this again? I can't deal with it." Now, she's probably...
Sounds like a song.
I mean, she's probably joking and still loves the guy, whatever, yeah, but it was just funny.
The point being, that could be a song title now.
I can't with this.
Oh, this again, I can't deal with it.
She's getting tired of the meathead football guy. Right, you don't know.
You never know. Could be.
Title of my new album, My Drunk Meathead Boyfriend.
And it would sell millions of copies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it would. And that's it.
All right, let's go to Chauncey in Utica. What's going on, Chauncey?
Boom, Pastradamus and Gio. Oh, yeah.
What's
happening, Chauncey?
I can't wait for tomorrow's show. Feel Good Friday. Knicks are going to come in, take care of business tonight. Yeah. Gio, the game will be done by midnight. Dua Lipa is dropping. Be all amped up, ready to go, ready for the show tomorrow night. And that's all I wanted to say, man.
Yeah, it's got potential.
I appreciate that,
Chauncey, yeah, it's got a potential to be a great day. I am not going to pull a Fliegelman and listen to that record at midnight. There's no way. I got plenty of time. So I'll be listening to stuff driving in. I'll have plenty of time to hear all of it. And
And by the way, you know, I have a present for you tomorrow.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it was sent to me. So
okay, all right, very good. And also, I'll be seeing her live at Saturday Night Live perform.
So, you are going to go?
Yeah. Yep,
good for you.
Yep. So that'll be a good one. That's like a bucket list thing, just Saturday Night Live, period. But she's hosting and the musical guest. What a weekend, huh?
Pretty good.
What a weekend. My goodness.
You think she'll come and see you at White Eagle Hall?
No. I don't think so. No.
Gio live on stage at White Eagle Hall.
Right. From Tommy DeVito to Dua Lipa. That's where we go. From Jersey City over to 30 Rock.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Gio.
I got a question for you about tonight's game. Okay. Do you think that either team will go over 100 points in tonight's game?
Yes.
You don't think this is going to be like one of these intense defensive battles where, you know, if the Knicks hold on in game five, you know, both teams would have been under 100 points.
Yeah, I think the Knicks 111.
What does FanDuel have for total points? They have
stand by.
All right.
But I was about to give you score.
Give me a score. You said 111 for the Knicks?
Knicks 111.
Yep.
Sixers 95.
Ooh. Okay, well, then there's one under 100, of course.
Yeah. All right, so you want the over-under?
Yep.
It's 200 and a half.
Well, see, they're right on it. That's why I was asking.
That's right. Right on it. 200 and a half.
So, according to your calculations, they're going to go over.
Yes. I believe that they will go over.
What do they have for player props in terms of points?
You really want me to keep going back into this app, don't you?
I'm sorry. I just want to get a sense of it.
Here we go. Stand by. I'll get it for you.
And you said the Sixers were favored?
The Sixers are favored, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so who do you want? I got all the player points.
All right, of course, I want Brunson.
33.5.
Okay, give me Maxey.
26.5.
Okay, give me Embiid.
30.5.
Okay, give me Ananobi.
14.5.
Not like enough. Give me Hart.
14.5. I like the over there, by the way.
Okay.
I like the over 14.5 with Josh Hart. He bounced back game for Josh Hart.
Give me McBride.
9.5.
Jeez.
Yep. You like any of them?
Well, if it's Tyrese Maxey we've been saying, it's going to be over 26.5.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because Embiid has not been, you know, very mobile in the series.
Yeah. Over 2.5 threes for Jalen Brunson. You like that?
Yep.
Over 3.5 threes, Tyrese Maxey.
What about DiVincenzo?
2.5 over three, over 2.5 threes.
I'm going to go over that.
Yeah, by the way, these props are the ones that, what's his face? Jonte Porter was fixing these things.
Okay.
Yep, that we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Wayne and Barnegat. What's going on, Wayne?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, man. What's up?
Nothing. I've been listening to you guys for over 40 years, and tomorrow they said they were going to give out the horse.
Yeah.
My mom said a doctor. I can't listen tomorrow.
You need the horse now, huh?
Yeah, they said they had it, but they were going to give it out tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any way you could do that?
Yeah. Okay. This is what we'll. This is what we'll do.
Wait, is he talking about us?
Yeah. He's talking about us. Yeah. So first of all, Wayne, do you have a smartphone where you can go back and listen on the free Odyssey app? Because we do have the ability to. On that app, go back. There's a rewind feature. There's also podcasted episodes.
I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to do that. Okay. All right, I'm going to give you. Should we give him the horse now?
Or you give me the horse, and then I give him the horse off the air.
All right, let's do that.
We don't want to. We don't want to divulge it, but we will give it to you off the air, and Al will do that if you hold on. All right,
he's had the show on for 40 years.
Boomer and Joe. I appreciate it.
All right, you just hang on hope your mom Wayne. Feels well, and you get through the weekend. Right?
Yes, Wayne, we are right. Okay, hang up. All right, don't hang up. We're rooting for you. All right, so it's the first one there that he likes the best is the one. You know which one we're talking about? It's that. I'll tell Al. I got it.
All right.
So Al is now giving the horse to Wayne and Barnegat. We're holding on to this horse.
Barnegat!
We're holding on to this horse until tomorrow.
Okay.
We are not divulging that horse.
Anything in the Kentucky Oaks, the Phillies?
The 13.
Okay.
Whoever the 13 horse is.
I felt like I just did something sort of covert there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Feel like you were, I don't know, like a loan shark or something?
Yeah, because like let's say the horse's name was Slim Eddie. I picked up the phone. I went, Slim Eddie. Did you get that? Slim Eddie.
All right, let's think of a time tomorrow for everybody else. And by the way, the reason why this is so important, the guy who gave us the long shot last year, that was not Mike Francesa, by the way, who took claim of all that, but the guy who gave us the long shot last year, he actually gave Francesa that horse, and then Francesa claimed it was him who came up with it. Same guy. So we got a mutual friend. The guy who gave it a long shot last year is giving us the horse this year, and he is an expert handicapper. He knows the horse business better than the horses. He's part horse, actually, at this point. He's grown a long tail.
You know, like when you're one of those horse guys, like he is, like he's got horses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he owns horses. He's got his own horses, riding horses, things like that. Do you think at any point in time that a horse owner like that actually inseminates the horse?
With his, wait.
No, they do it with their hand.
No. Inseminates the horse?
Right?
You're talking about with other horse sperm, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. That's what I.
Do you,
you know,
think that? You think that
sometimes they put the horses out to stud, and other times they inseminate the horse.
So you're asking me, do you think that our friend who loves horse racing?
I bet you he has.
Has he ever inseminated a horse?
I bet you he has.
You think?
I
he
remember
has?
When I would go up to Granville, New York, and spend time with my family up there, who lived on a mountain and had farms and everything else. I remember going to an insemination. It was the most unbelievable. If you're a kid, I'm just 10 years old.
You went on a field trip to an insemination?
No. I went with my crazy uncle and my dad, who was like, they were best buddies, you know? And I mean, like, it was amazing.
You know,
was amazing. I bet you the answer to my question is yes.
I inseminated the horse that gave birth to Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. I was the one who, they said, Mike, you know, it would be our honor if you were to take the semen.
Come on, tell me.
And, you know, do what you got to do. And I said, sure, where's the semen? Where is it? And I had never, like, I've done a lot of things, folks. As you know, I've been on the air. I've been number one for 57 years. I'd never, ever handled horse semen before until that day. And I did it. I did it. And then it just so happened. Like, I don't know if I had anything to do with it or not, but that horse that I inseminated gave birth to American Pharoah, who won a Triple Crown. I mean, that I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the Marconi being number one for 64 years in a row, 40 of which were without dog. I am particularly proud of inseminating the horse that gave birth to American Pharoah.
All right, can you be serious for 1 minute? Just, do you think our buddy has done it? I kind of feel like if you're like in the horse thing, you got to do it.
No. I don't think you have to do it. No, he's got someone who does that. He owns the horses. He doesn't inseminate the horses.
I bet you he's done it once.
No, I don't think so. Dave in Westchester. What's going on, Dave?
Boomer and Geo, yeah.
What up, man?
All right, long as we're talking about inseminating horses, I just wanted to clarify something for you. Under the Jockey Club of America, which governs thoroughbred racing, there is no artificial insemination. That's to protect the owners of the horses to make sure they're paying a stud fee, they get the horse they're paying for. So all thoroughbreds are bred by real live pound cows.
Yeah.
All right. Very
natural.
Good.
Yeah, natural.
Mounted and unmounted. Yeah, but I'm just saying he has got other horses is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I just kind of think he's like his.
He's getting his hands dirty?
Yeah. You know, he seems like that kind of guy.
He seems like the type of guy
who's not afraid of anything. He's not afraid of anything.
He grew up in Queens.
Right.
Seen a lot.
He's been around a million things. Like, you saw the fish he caught the other day?
Yeah.
I'm like, this.
But I mean, he catches a fish is one thing.
But I think you get your hands dirty. I think if you're in that business and you're around those things and you know, I don't know.
Yeah. They're like, it's sort of like a turkey baster, but a little bit bigger. You know, that's the tool they give you.
Listen, I've
and it was in the fridge.
I've hit on something here. Dave in West Islip, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. Not much, man. Talking about insemination, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I grew up around racehorses. I wish I could be a fly on the wall and watch the Pope inseminate a horse. But they've got a full medical staff. They've got trainers for that. It's its own department altogether.
Yeah.
It was a special thing. They allowed me to do it. I know it was unorthodox, but you know, being around horses, you know, I told you I met Secretariat, and he put his hoof out, and I shook it, and stuff like that. You know, being around the horse business, being at Saratoga, being at Belmont, you know, and they said, "Hey, we're going to let you do this one." And usually the doctor, the trainer, but go into the fridge, get the turkey baster, and do it, inseminate this horse. And I said, "It's an honor. I will do it. I'll do it for you." Okay? So I did it. Never again, though. Only that's a one-time thing. Okay? So if you have a horse you need inseminated, don't come to me. All right? I already did my one. That's it.
Hey, Mike, you remember when you inseminated that horse?
That was weird.
Oh, jeez. I mean, listen.
I'm watching the NBA playoffs. Take a half a gummy, glass of wine, sit down, family's out of the house, Mike's out there in 7-8 horses.
Do you know that? A horse semen is 12 ounces.
All right, Boomer and GL of the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
I bet you he did it. He knows all about it.
Our brand manager just jumped out the window, by the way. You heard that thought.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.